In Kenya, voters go to the polls on March the 4th in the first general election since the disputed vote in December 2007 exploded into violence. Kenyans are called to choose a president, members of parliament and senators, county governors and members of the newly formed county assembly. President Mau Kinaki will not be seeking re-election. Prime Minister Rael Doing, his partner in the uneasy coalition, is a frontrunner in the presidential race. The post of Prime Minister, created in a peace agreement negotiated by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, will cease to exist. But the shadows of the last election that saw factional violence that killed some 1,000 people still haunts the political climate. In a month's time, Deputy Prime Minister and presidential candidate Uhuru Kenyatta will face trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague over the 2007 post-election violence. His running mate, William Ruto, has also been indicted by the court. The former antagonists, whose ethnic groups were at the heart of the conflict, have now paired up to form a coalition challenging Mr. Doing. Meanwhile, on the ground, amongst those preparing the people to go to the polls and working for peace, are Kumboni missionaries. Father Paulino Mondo, a Kumboni missionary and a parish priest in the impoverished Kairobangi area close to Nairobi, tells Vatican Radio's Davide Maggiore he is confident that peace will prevail.
Now we are preparing for general elections in Kenya that will take place on Monday the 4th. And we have put people in a process of living in peace. In fact, we have also put at the disposition of the nation our schools, our compounds near the church to make sure that people can wake up and come and vote peacefully. Through the Commission of Justice and Peace of the Catholic Church, we have election observers. And also the youth groups of the Catholic Church are going to be peacemakers to make sure that nobody is harassed or anybody is hurt. We think that by being on the front line, we can contribute towards a peaceful election as a Catholic Church for the glory of God and for building of a kingdom that is of people with dignity.
So you are not afraid that the violence that characterized the previous election can happen again?
I am not afraid because I have already assisted literally the whole of Nairobi with 5 million people. Because apart from being the parish priest of Kariobangi, I'm also the director of the Catholic Radio. So through the radio, through the television, through the documents that have been written, we have taken people to have a peaceful mentality. And then I am on the ground. Every day I give a teaching of 10 minutes telling people how important it is to remain peaceful. And I am sure that we shall succeed. We have also talked to the policemen, to the army, and anybody who is armed for the sake of peace, that nobody should use the weapon to hurt anybody because Kenya needs peace.